Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Great fun last night performing at Stand Up New York. Benefit Larry Storch. Larry Storch, remember him from F Group. Still got it. He's amazing. Terrific guy. Terrific. A lot of great things happening in New York. Pretty awesome song. I like it, and then I'll explain later. Here it comes. Little Milk is Cereal. I like it.
Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal.
Those roots. Gotta love them. I love that sound that they have. That's for, they performed recently at an event for here in the city, a really cool event. It was for Kellogg's, and it was a terrific little thing. People would go in, and you have a thing with a cereal, and you get a little sample there, make your own kind of thing going on. Very nice. You know what? It's really great. Well, I mentioned cereal. I was just having a craving for it recently. You forget that all the good stuff that they're telling you to eat now, hey, that's in cereal, okay? All the fiber, all the things. So I'm a back-to-cereal kind of girl. Let's hear it for Kellogg's. I got to say that. You can find out more information at www.kelloggscompany.com or follow them at Kellogg Company on Twitter. They're fun. So it's all fun. So they had like a recharge bar going on, and right in the middle of Times Square. You gotta love New York and all the things that go on here, don't you? They had a lot of celebrities show up, and Derek Hough, which is pronounced Huff, really, Daryl Huff from Dancing with the Stars, Dr. Travis Stork from The Doctors, he is so hunky, and celebrity chef Christina Tosi, owner and founder of Milk Bar. And I think the impetus of this whole thing was to promote grain and protein and healthy breakfast, anytime option, which is always a good idea because I know as a comedian, I forget to eat breakfast. But did you know, and there's a little known trivia fact, if you want to fall asleep late night, also I find having a fulfilling bowl of cereal puts me right in the mood for a good night's sleep. Who knew? Who knew? Start your day, end your day. Anyway, let's hear it for Kellogg's, and I'll tell you my Kellogg's tie-in story. Years ago, and I don't know if they still have it, but they had the Kellogg's Battle Creek Museum, and I did the industrial film, so when you went to the Kellogg's Museum, I played Mrs. White in the video, and I never got to see it, but it was really cool doing it. So let's hear it for you, Kellogg's. Always there, starting my day right. Milk is cereal. I like that song. Milk is cereal. Anyway, we'll keep it moving now. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to open up the chat room. And I know Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the room listening. Betty Jo, you had a love last night at Stand Up New York. I totally killed. And Larry Storch was hilarious. He was just so funny. He still got it. The guy can really, really still tell a joke. And we loved F Troop. Who didn't? Remember watching F Troop? Having your brother hold the antenna with one hand with the aluminum foil over it? And now let's bring in a little Bria Skanberg, because I love her chilliwack cheer. the amazing Bria Skonberg. I love this woman, and not only can, that's her playing the trumpet, by the way. She is amazing, amazing, and she is so humble, unbelievable. And guess what? Tonight, she's at Cole Porter Ambassador. I'm talking like a trumpet now. Tonight, June 27th, she is at Cole Porter Ambassador Review, Town Hall, New York. Check her out. She's on a Midwest tour, by the way. Tomorrow she'll be at Swing City, Pittsburgh at 8 p.m. And the next day she'll be at Jazz Kitchen, Indianapolis. She is on a Midwest mission here. The 30th she'll be at the Arc Ann Arbor, Michigan. July 1st, State Theater, Bay City. July 2nd, Natalie, Columbus, Ohio. July 3rd, Nighttown, Cleveland, Ohio. And July 5th, Late Night Lowdown, DROM, 11 p.m. Okay, go to Bria Skonberg Facebook, check her out. This woman, I highly recommend her. You can get her CDs on CD Baby. She is amazing, isn't she, kids? She is. Gotta love her. Got to love her. Hey, you can check out the Kellogg's thing today up until 1 o'clock. So if you're in the New York City area, run over there. I think I might actually run over there. I'm going to get the exact location from Gail Parento if she's listening, because it wasn't on the printout that I'm looking at. So I'll get that from her coming up soon. Okay, let's see. And here we go. We're going in. Let's see who's in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Hi, Betty Jo. How are you? I've got to find you now. What do you got coming up on this week's show? Movie Attic Headquarters will have Teachers on Film on July 1st. Movie Attic Headquarters welcomes film critic and author Nell Minow, the famous movie mom. She'll discuss her upcoming book, Must-See Movies for Teachers, I assume. It says teachers. And she plans to reveal her top five movies about teachers as well. Okay. Ooh, what? Up the down staircase, right? That's the first one. Chalkboard Jungle. And the one with Michelle Pfeiffer where she beats up kids. I don't know. Anyway, so check out Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always a good show. Chuck Skull's in the house. Chuck, your show is tonight and Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. So tonight at 8 p.m., it's Rock World with Chuck Skull and Kat Facchione. Please post it. And, yes, Betty Jo Tucker just informed me in the chat room the movie is Dangerous Minds, and that's what I have, a dangerous mind. And, anyway, we'll check that out with Betty Jo Tucker. Chuck Skull, typing your info. Steve Mendoza's show. Steve has three shows. I saw Steve last night. He was – and we have a picture on Facebook together, so you guys can check us out. And Steve Mendoza came to the Larry Storch show, and Larry Storch was brilliant, as always. Great night. Who else do we have in the house? Clopsy's in the house. Yay. And also in the chat room, the Wacko Network, Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. Love those guys. They're so supportive on Blog Talk Radio. Why don't you go Facebook friend them and support them too. Cyanide's in the house all the way from Amsterdam. Hi, Cyanide. Marco Polo, our inside jokes. Chuck Skull, Saturday, 10 a.m. Saturday night at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione. Okay, I'm getting it all. Thank you guys for posting that. It helps me here because, as you know, if you have a show on Blog Talk Radio, you also are controlling the switchboard at the same time. So I will get you the information. It's in Times Square area, and if you go to the site I said, you can check it out. And I think it's like you create your own breakfast kind of thing going on there. So go check it out. All right, I'll get that address for you. Go to www.kelloggscompany.com. Okay, thank you, and let's keep it going. Check out Bria Skonberg as well, huh? How about that? Okay, you got to love her. She's so talented. I love these talented people I know, so many, so many. Mike Fine, Bob Greenberg last night, very talented. Speaking of New York, we'll keep the New York theme going here. Kellogg's Recharge Bar there. Up until 1, you can go and have a bowl of cereal. Mix it up yourself. It's going to be awesome. And check it out. It's free. And take pictures with Courtney the Rooster and Tony the Tiger. What fun. Okay, that's right off of 7th Avenue and 54th Street. So check out the Recharge Bar, okay, today at Kellogg's. All right. It's going to be fun. Check it out. Check it out. I might try to make it. I got to run an errand. I might try to make it on my way back. Okay. Let's keep it moving. Who do we got in the chat room? Wacko Bob's there. Sorry, Chuck, I see you had another show there. You have so many shows. Monday, Chuck Skull at 9 a.m. Thank you. Clopsy was here, and then she was gone. Dr. Miola. Hello, Dr. Miola. Welcome to the show. Steve, when are all your shows? Please post them. And welcome Amy Beth Arkaway in the chat room. Gail Parento, if you're listening, I'd like the exact address of the place. And hello to everybody. And as I said, last night was terrific with Larry Storch. Oh, what a good joke teller. Almost, you know, he just, the tradition of I love Jackie Martling as well, who's also a good joke teller. Here's one of his jokes now.
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff shits up. The druggist says, can I help you? The stiff says, yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing? Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Jackie Martling, always funny. Check him out also on CD Baby. Nice guy, too. He's on the softball team, the Friars softball team. Always fun. Speaking of fun guys, the wonderful Steve Mendoza did this for me. Here we go.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Wah, wah. Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza, for that. Oh, we got a nice full room here. Oh, gosh. A snore, not a schnore. A schnore at parties is something else. Isn't a schnore like a thief of some kind? No. Anyway, it's great summer weather. I wish I was out in Greenport right now. It's so pretty. Beautiful things going on. Okay, so that was 54th Street and 7th Avenue. Go to Kellogg's and Recharge Bar and make your own little cereal going on there. Right? Yeah, so right, Nancy, so right. Anyway, speaking of so right...
Running for husbands.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefiling ample reasons to Agrobiliac and Spanifortinus if you vote for me.
Elect us as president and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
What this country needs is a woman's touch. Oh, now if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president... President, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night windsall would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen. And streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, a brand new change in all day ice cream cone would cost the same. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore. Or drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Ran out there. It goes so fast if I were president. Sorry, guys. Hey, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, this Tuesday, 4 p.m., Movie Mom. Don't want to miss that. Betty Jo always has the best shows. What? My gosh, our chat room is, I think we may have broken a record here, people. Our chat room is full. Terrific. Oh, the Wacko Network, the Wacko Bob, the C. Mendoza Show, a ton of guests from everywhere. New guest, Dr. Miola, Klossy, Chuck Skull, Betty Jo Tucker, Amy Beth Arkaway, please post your sites if you have them. Just post them because that's what we do here. We all promote each other. I'm going to stop by the Kellogg's Recharge Bar on 54th and 7th today. If you go before 1, you can get a free bowl of cereal and recharge your day. Get those grains. It's good to bring grains back, right? You know, you didn't when you were growing up, your mom made you eat cereal, and then you didn't eat cereal, but it's healthy to actually eat cereal. Now everybody's trying to get you to eat grains. Duh. Cereals are grains. Okay, Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Nell Minow rates teachers on film. You want to check that out, Tuesdays. Hey, everybody. and the Wacko Network. Is it Monday now? Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m.? I get so confused, guys. Straighten me out. Wacko Bob, you're such a nice guy. Wow, the guests keep coming in. This is fantastic. Oh, boy. Do I have time to extend my show? I think I should try and do it if I can. Let me check out and see if I can. I'll play a song in between. And what do we have? Some Nichols in May, huh?
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little girl.
Yeah.
Had a picture of her in the newspaper going into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You know what I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl.
Yeah, fixed her.
To rig the quiz.
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's nine.
How do you put it to a child?
Yeah.
What do you say to a kid? I suppose they said, kid.
Yeah.
You want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. It's just
awful thing.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever. It says it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the papers.
Well, that's a fact, but it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed out.
Van Doren was my idol.
Oh, he was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes. Yes, they're getting on.
Yeah.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is something.
It's a moral issue.
Yes. It is a moral issue.
A moral issue.
And to me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a fiber to it.
That's right.
You can feel
something
it.
To follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh, didn't you know that? No, I was fooled. There you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I never knew. Because how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
You don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
Here's what I want to ask you.
Yes.
I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty, but I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. And then on radio before that. Oh, yes. I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor.
Yeah.
Won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why?
Because this is an investigation that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
What difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh, my. Well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well?
Because it's the whole thing. It's a different... you want to know the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference. Here is the difference. Here is the difference right here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers. And the government has never done that.
Gotta admit, brilliant, brilliant, the work of Nichols and May. What a chat room we have today. Welcome all the new guests. Everybody keeps popping in. I may extend the show. I don't know. It's just fun. We're having a good time, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah, we'll do one of my songs. Why not? Here we go. The Nancy Lombardo original.
I got a message for all you ladies, tired of being alone. You're always worried, he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jack. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. A fine romance, give a nice guy a chance. So he's not 6 feet tall, a hairline receding to ball, a body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want a fine romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
That was the lovely Ellen Mandel singing in the background and playing piano for me. Wow, the time goes super fast. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker, I wanted to mention last night at the show were two actresses you may know, Leslie Donaldson. I think she does. She looks like the lady who does all the slasher films, if you look her up, Leslie Donaldson, and Rutanya Alda from The Deer Hunter. I knew you'd like that information. That was pretty interesting. And then, and there's an actor who was there, too. I can't remember him, but he was in a couple of famous movies. Now I've got to remember. Sunshine Boys, and it's an older guy, character actor. And he was also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So it was a night of stars on stage and off. Well, we're winding down, and you guys have been great. Amy Beth Arkaway, Betty Jo Tucker, Chuck Skull, Clopsy, Dr. Mariola, Gail Parento. I'm going to check out the Kellogg's Recharge Bar before 1 o'clock today on 54th Street and Broadway. Going to check that out. The Wacko Network, Wacko Bob, you guys, I'll be listening to you this weekend. Okay. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And, you know, you guys are just terrific. What can I say? So everyone have a good weekend. And remember, I'm going to play the song one more time. And remember to watch the Nancy Lombardo Show tonight, 7 p.m. Outside of New York City, it's www.nnn.org. 7 p.m. every Friday.